Today's Digest for June 8, 2026. 10 stories today, covering a self-replicating supply chain worm, a wave of new AI coding tools, the year's worst breaches, and a robotaxi race in London. We'll move from the NPM ecosystem into Microsoft's own repositories, through the latest agent tooling and the economics of running it, and out to the streets of the UK. Here's the rundown. We start with a supply chain attack that turns opening a repository into a compromise. A self-replicating worm called Miasma, a variant of last year's Shai Hulud, began in the Red Hat Cloud Services namespace on the NPM registry around June 1st, hitting roughly 32 packages. Within days, it spread into 73 Microsoft repositories across four GitHub organizations, including Azure, and GitHub disabled the affected projects. What makes Miasma notable is the trigger. Instead of a traditional install step, it plants configuration files that run the moment a developer clones the repo and opens it inside an AI coding tool, Claude, Code, Cursor, Gemini, or VS Code among them. The payload harvests credentials, then publishes fresh malicious releases that look identical to real ones. Some repositories were reinfected after cleanup, a sign the attackers still hold valid maintainer credentials. The trust model that makes agentic tooling fast is exactly what this worm exploits. Next up, Google is handing AI agents their own cloud supercomputer. The new Colab command line interface connects a local terminal to remote Colab runtimes, letting a developer or an agent provision a GPU or TPU with a single command and then run local Python scripts on that hardware. The hook for this audience, it ships with a prepackaged skill file so coding agents like Claude Code and Codex can drive it directly. In Google's own demo, an agent ran an end-to-end fine-tuning job on the Gemma model, handling provisioning, library installs, script execution, and pulling the trained results back down, all without a human touching the cloud console. It is a clean illustration of where the tooling is heading. The agent is no longer confined to your laptop's resources. It can reach out, rent serious compute on demand, and bring the results home. Convenient, certainly, though it also means an agent's blast radius now extends to whatever it can spin up remotely. Staying on tooling, GitHub used Microsoft Build to launch a standalone Copilot app, a desktop home for managing AI coding agents, rather than another editor plugin. The centerpiece is a MyWorkView that pulls active sessions, issues, pull requests, and automations from across your repositories into one place. Each agent session runs in its own isolated Git work tree, so parallel agents can't collide, and a feature called Agent Merge will shepherd a pull request through continuous integration checks, review feedback, and the merge itself, within permissions the developer sets. There are also shared services GitHub calls canvases, where a human and an agent watch the same plan, terminal, or deployment, and can redirect the work in real time. Round it out with a redesigned command line tool that takes voice input and code review that routes to higher reasoning models. The through line is orchestration. The pitch is no longer one agent in your editor, but a control room for a whole fleet of them. On the building blocks front, Simon Willison shipped an early release of his Dataset Agent Edit plugin, a small foundation for letting AI agents edit existing text without mangling it. The hard part of agentic editing isn't generating new content. It's changing a specific piece of an existing document, a markdown file, a long SQL query, an SVG, without corrupting everything around it. Willison's answer borrows the pattern from Claude's own text editor tool, a view command that shows numbered lines for context, a string replace that swaps an exact match and fails safely if that match isn't unique, and an insert that adds text after a given line. The safety comes from that strict matching. If the target text appears more than once, the edit refuses rather than guessing. By packaging this as a reusable foundation instead of re-implementing it for every plugin, he's making a quiet bet. Reliable agent editing is less about smarter models and more about giving them tools that fail loudly instead of silently. That theme, building for agents, runs straight into our next piece. Dries Beyerdert argues that AI coding agents like Claude Code and Codex behave like budget-constrained shoppers. They operate within a fixed allowance of tokens, context, time, and permissions, and they quietly abandon any tool that costs too much to adopt. He breaks that cost into three parts. Friction is installation and configuration. Abstraction is the cognitive load of figuring out the next step. Verification is confirming an action actually worked through tests and clear error messages. His sharpest line, agents do not struggle with complexity. They struggle with ambiguity. Where a human pushes through a confusing setup, an agent just gives up and picks an easier path, and you never hear about it. Open source gets a structural edge here because agents can read and run the code without gatekeepers. But the deeper point is that everything that makes software friendlier to an agent, better scaffolding, clearer errors, reliable tests, makes it friendlier to humans too. Moving from how agents work to what they cost, an executive briefing this week used Uber as a cautionary tale. The company reportedly burned through its AI budget early, and the argument is that the overrun is a symptom, not the disease. At Uber, 95% of engineers now touch AI every month, and an internal coding agent generates something like 1,800 code changes a week. Yet leadership can't cleanly connect any of that to better products for customers. The real failure is measurement. The same invoice reads three ways. A finance owner sees justification for cuts, an engineer sees caps killing useful experiments, and a worker sees a performance problem where there's really an automation signal. The proposed fix isn't unlimited spending or hard caps, but routing each task to what the author calls minimum effective intelligence, sending it to a frontier model, an open model, or no model at all based on what it actually needs. Token spend, in other words, is a management problem, wearing a budget costume. Turning to AI security, OpenAI has started rolling out a lockdown mode for ChatGPT, aimed at people and organizations handling sensitive data. The core threat it targets is prompt injection, the trick where hidden instructions in a web page or document hijack the assistant into leaking what it shouldn't. Lockdown mode's defense is to cut off the exits. When it's on, ChatGPT can't browse the live web, download files for analysis, run deep research or agent mode, use live connectors and write actions, or execute Canvas code that needs network access. The idea is that even if an injection slips in, there's no outbound channel to send your data out through. It's available now across the free Go Plus and Pro personal tiers, plus self-serve business accounts, and it is off by default. You opt in. And OpenAI is refreshingly honest about the limit. Lockdown mode blocks the exfiltration path, but it does not stop a prompt injection from landing in the first place. It's a containment strategy, not a cure. Also today, a PatchNow alert. The U.S. Cybersecurity Agency, CISA, confirmed that a vulnerability in SolarWinds ServU file transfer servers is being exploited in the wild. The flaw, tracked as CVE-2026-28318, lets a remote unauthenticated attacker exhaust the server's resources and crash it, a denial of service condition that can take file transfers offline for an entire organization. CISA added it to its known exploited list and ordered federal civilian agencies to patch or mitigate by June 19th. The good news is the fix already exists. SolarWinds shipped a hotfix on June 3rd, and for anyone who can't patch right away, the guidance is to put the server behind a web application firewall. There's no sign of ransomware crews on this one yet, but actively exploited, plus no authentication required, plus a product with SolarWinds history, is exactly the combination that earns an emergency directive. If you run ServU, this is the one to handle before the weekend. For a wider lens, TechCrunch published its mid-year roundup of the worst breaches of 2026, and the list is sobering. On the infrastructure side, hostile actors hit power grids in Poland and Sweden, a Norwegian dam, and water utilities on both sides of the Atlantic, while Iranian hackers ran a destructive attack on the medical device maker Stryker, wiping tens of thousands of devices. In government, lawmakers allege that a live social security database covering most living Americans was uploaded to an unsecured server, which some called potentially the largest breach in the nation's history, and the FBI declared a major incident after its surveillance system was breached. On the corporate side, the group Shiny Hunters hit the education platform Instructure, exposing more than 30 million students and staff, plus millions of records each from a major internet provider and a cruise line. The connective tissue across almost all of it isn't exotic zero days. It's unsecured servers, reused credentials, and supply chains nobody was watching. We'll close on the road, where a three-way robotaxi race is taking shape in London. Uber said this week that UK riders can join an interest list for driverless rides built on Wayve's self-driving technology, with Uber designing the rider experience, including touchscreens that handle 64 languages. The service starts with human safety operators before going fully driverless, pending regulatory approval. Meanwhile, Waymo is already testing roughly 100 Jaguar vehicles across a 100-square-mile slice of the city. The twist is that Uber and Waymo are also partners back in the States, a relationship that's looked strained as Uber hedges its bets. It backed Wayve's $1.2 billion funding round earlier this year. The wild card is regulation. The UK is still writing its autonomous vehicle rules through a pilot program, which could decide whether this showdown actually arrives on schedule or stalls at the curb. Either way, London is becoming the proving ground where the robotaxi business model gets tested outside America. That's the rundown for June 8th, 2026. 10 stories spanning the worm in our repositories, the agents on our desktops and the cars on London streets, the thread tying them together, the tools are getting more capable, and the trust we extend to them is getting more expensive to verify. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow.